With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore now, and happy to be joined by Tess McColgan. Actually, I'm in her office at Discover Gloucester. Tess, thank you for letting me drop in here today, and how are you?
My pleasure. Thank you for coming. I'm well.
Tell me a little bit about your background, how you got here, you know, where you're from, maybe some quick education.
Sure. So I started in this role about a year ago. I took over for the fabulous Elizabeth Carey, who was the director of this organization for 6 years. Mm-hmm. And really, it's first official executive director. Discover Gloucester is a DMO, Destination Marketing Organization. We're a 501c6 nonprofit. We work with the city of Gloucester to promote the area as an attractive destination. And we collaborate with local businesses to do that. Mm-hmm. And my background is really in local economic development. I worked for a Main Street organization in Boston for about 4.5 years. And then I worked at the city of Beverly for just under a year right before this job. I also have some experience in community organizing. So tourism is actually not my forte, but I'm learning. And it's related to work that I've done when it comes to Main Streets and activating a local economy, activating a business community, showcasing, doing hyper-local marketing and showcasing what's really special about a place.
I love the phrase, all the acronyms and the numbers you gave. Sound like the military there for a minute. But I want to talk about other than tourism first, because you talk about hyper-local and so on.
Yeah.
What is it that places like Destination Gloucester, Discover Gloucester,
Gloucester,
Destination Salem,
yeah.
Discover Gloucester. Yeah.
It's all a bunch of verbs.
Yeah, well, no.
Come here.
I got you. And I'm in Gloucester right now. Okay. What do you do to promote what you promote in terms of local people, that is to say Gloucester and the North Shore, not necessarily tourism, and then we can get into that.
So you mean like what kind of programs do we run, or how do we work with businesses, all of the above?
General.
Okay. So we put together our biggest project of the year is a visitor guide, and that is really standard for DMOs and RTCs. And I'm sorry. I know I'm using a bunch of acronyms. The tourism world is like alphabet soup. So RTC means Regional Tourism Council.
Mm.
And then there's another one, MOT, Mass Office of Travel and Tourism. So when you look at the way that tourism operates, it happens at the state level through MOT. And then that trickles down to the regional tourism councils.
Mm-hmm.
In our case, we work with North of Boston Convention and Visitors Bureau. And so they oversee 34 communities, including Gloucester and Salem. Gloucester and Salem are the only DMO communities. So we're the only ones who have an organized destination marketing organization within the 34 communities
mm-hmm.
north of Boston, which is really Essex County. So that's kind of the funnel of how tourism sometimes how state funds get allocated and how grants get allocated and dispersed. But then what we do is really much more local. You know, I'm in touch with those networks and a part of kind of the sharing of information, which is really helpful, and the data analysis, which is really helpful. But then what we do in Gloucester is we work with local businesses. So I work with around 100 tourism industry businesses, which we consider our partners.
Mm-hmm.
So a 501c6 nonprofit is a membership-based nonprofit. And I think this is something that's important to clarify. So 501c3 is like a charity. Mm-hmm. The mission of that organization exists to meet a need in the public eye, mm-hmm. in the community. Whereas a 501c6, the mission of an organization that's a 501c6, is to meet the needs of a group of businesses or members. And in our case, those are businesses. So like a Chamber of Commerce is a C6. But in our case, instead of offering membership benefits, we offer advertising. So and specifically high-yield tourism advertising. So it's my job to be able to offer opportunities to businesses through a cooperative advertising model that they wouldn't otherwise be able to afford on their own. It's also my job to stay in touch with the trends. You know, right now we're going to see a big shift in the international market, for example. Up until now, for the past few years, I've been seeing a lot of drive traffic because of COVID. So those kinds of things, it really helps to be in touch with the state and regional entities to be up to date on that. But what really matters is how we disseminate that information to the local businesses, how we support them, how we're creating opportunities, what kind of programs we're offering. Our big visitor guide is a huge piece, but we do a lot of other stuff. We do a lot of digital marketing. We do a lot of campaigns. We do work with influencers. We work with a digital marketing agency. We do social media ads. We do content creation. Right now we're working on a video series. We work with the harbor master and create this VIP port package. So we really try to assess and hit tourists from a lot of different avenues.
How can you give me an example of how you would work, or how the office does work with a local business? Just pick one and tell me a little bit about how that works.
Sure. I'll pick one that's really easy. The Beauport Hotel, or Beauport Hotel Gloucester is actually, they don't like to be called the Beauport. It's Beauport Hotel Gloucester.
Okay. Well, the locals call it the Beauport.
Yeah, right. Right, I know. So Beauport Hotel is owned by Beauport Hospitality Group. So they work, they Beauport Hotel, Seaport Grill, 1606 Restaurant and Oyster Bar, and Cruise Port. At Cruise Port, they do a lot of events and weddings. Seaport Grill is a restaurant. 1606 is the restaurant and bar inside of the hotel. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, there's Beauport. So they advertise with us. They're one of our biggest advertisers. They obviously really value the tourism marketing that we do. So they advertise with us on the back cover of our visitor guide, but they also tend to participate in most of the campaigns we run, like Winter Lights on Cape Ann, Swing into Spring. We did a Fall for Gloucester campaign. We do cooperative ads in different print publications, or sometimes we get really cool digital marketing opportunities where we'll put together a campaign of a bunch of places that you can explore, visit, places you can stay, and we'll push that out through mm-hmm. paid digital ads. So we work with Beauport Hotel that way. But then also we work with media people. So we run FAM trips. You know what that is? FAM, F-A-M, another acronym. But really it's an abbreviation. So it stands for familiarization. And it means that when we have people who are travel writers, or we have international tour operators, or we have influencers, and they want to come explore Gloucester, we ask our local businesses, hey, can we put them up for a night at Beauport Hotel so that they get, really get an awesome experience here? Or can they go out to eat at Mile Marker One restaurant? And we can really show off Gloucester to them. And so businesses will also work with us mm-hmm. in those ways.
From the outside, people wanting to know about this, the inside in Gloucester, it's, say whether it's out of town or out of state or possibly even out of country, how mm-hmm. does that work? Because I'm sure you've had probably some experience with that.
Yeah, and it depends which audience we're talking about, too. Like, international visitors plan their trip differently than somebody coming from Texas. Mm-hmm. So we try to hit them several different ways. We spend a lot of money getting our visitor guide distributed nationally and even internationally through trade shows and partnerships, but nationally through delivery services where they go check every visitor center on the highway from here to California, and they refill, you know, our visitor guide in a certain section of you know, a brochure rack. Mm-hmm. And we get them into visitor centers all over the country that way. But then we also do a lot of targeted digital marketing. It's amazing what you can do online these days. Mm-hmm. You can see where people are looking for vacation, and where people are seeking out destinations like Gloucester, maritime history, seaport, coastal, New England destinations, and we target them, and sometimes we remarket to them. But we also really try to make our website a robust, really cool place to go when mm-hmm. you're trying to plan your trip. So we have a plan your visit tool where you can map out your itinerary, select a bunch of different businesses that you want to go to. Maybe you want to go on a whale watch, you want to go out to eat at Seaport Grill, get a lobster roll, you want to go to a park, you want to go to Stage 4 Park, you want to go to the beach. You can put that all in an itinerary, which you can share with a friend via text or email, which is nice. We also do a lot of blog content about the area. Mm-hmm. So we try to have a lot of information about events and history available for visitors, too. Does that answer your question?
I've been here a little more than 60 years, and I don't think I know a tenth of as much about Gloucester as you do. So it's pretty – you're a quick study. Yeah. Very impressive. Okay, so now let's get local. This is June, an incredibly busy month all over the North Shore, probably over America. But here in Gloucester, particularly a couple of huge events, and there's one at the end of the season. But maybe you could fill me in about what is attractive for out-of-towners or even locals, maybe just kind of focus on this month.
Sure. Before we do, if we have time, I want to backtrack because you are local. Okay. So there's something that I think is really important to explain about the way that tourism works and why the state invests in tourism and why businesses invest in tourism and why it's essential to the economy. Mm-hmm. It's not just because we want people to come here and shop. That's important. Those businesses feel the difference there. But really, there's something called local options tax. Are you familiar with local options tax? No, and most people aren't. And so that's why I want to explain it. So in the state of Massachusetts, the tax for lodging is 5.7%. So if you go to a Marriott hotel in Boston, you're going to pay 5.7%. If you go to Framingham and stay over, you're going to pay 5.7%. Mm-hmm. Any city or town has the ability to opt into what's called a local option on top of that. So for lodging, you can opt into an additional up to 6%. Mm. Places like Gloucester that invest in tourism through a DMO tend to opt into that full amount, and Gloucester has. So the city of Gloucester opts into that 6%, which means anybody staying over here is paying at least 11.7% on their tax on their overnight. Wow. 6%, that local option, comes right back to the city of Gloucester. So 5.7% goes back to the state, and of course some of that comes to us through natural means. It trickles down through, you know, the programming that's managed through their budget. But the 6% comes right back to our city. That's filling potholes, that's public health, that's schools, that's every public initiative that you could imagine at the city. So when we say tourism is important, and when we say we want heads in beds, our job is to focus on getting people to stay over so that the local economy is directly impacted and indirectly impacted. We're seeing people shopping, we're seeing people eating, we're seeing people staying over, and then we're seeing the benefit of that realized at the local level. So that's really, I think, just an important clarifying point. I will now answer your question.
Yeah, okay. No, that's good.
So June is like an exciting month. It really starts to feel like summer here, which is kind of magical. If you live here, I'm sure you can agree. And so we have Fiesta coming up, which is amazing. Everybody loves Fiesta. That happens at the end of this month. Right after that is the International Dory Races. And so that's going to happen July 6th through 9th. Mm-hmm. And this year, so this is Gloucester's, This is Gloucester's 400 plus anniversary. It's our quadricentennial. And there's an amazing organization, mostly volunteer led. They have a small but mighty staff called Gloucester 400 Plus, planning this year, planning lots of free events, working with the city of Gloucester to support these open to the public free events, offer more for the community and for visitors to really engage with Gloucester's history and the many cultures that call this area home. So in addition to the International Dory Race weekend, July 6th through 9th this year, is going to be something called the Gloucester Maritime Rendezvous. And it's being planned in collaboration with the 400 plus anniversary with Maritime Gloucester and the Schooner Festival Committee. And it's basically a mini invitation only Schooner Fest. Mm. So the Blue Nose 2 schooner will be here, and they have a traveling museum that will be parked on Maritime Gloucester's pier. There'll be races. The Pride of Baltimore 2 will be here. When and If will be here. And then we have our local schooners, which will all be offering sale tickets, race sales tickets as well, like they do the Schooner Fest weekend. And then everybody will be offering deck tours, all the visiting schooners. So that's really exciting. People freak out about Schooner Fest around here, and we're going to have another boating event opportunity. We're really looking forward to that. Then right after that kicks off what is Culture Splash. So every Thursday in July and August from 4 to 7 p.m., there's an event series, free events, happening in Gloucester's two cultural districts, Harbor Town, which is really the downtown area, mm-hmm. and Rocky Neck. Mm-hmm. And Steve Douglas's boat, Harbor Tours shuttle, is free, going back and forth from 4 to 8 p.m. every Thursday in July and August.
Oh, cool.
So there are free events, live music, performances, demos, writing workshops, you name it, on both sides, and you can go back and forth in the harbor for free, which is really something special. So that happens all summer, July and August, on Thursday nights. Mm-hmm. That's something to look forward to.
I don't know about you, but my cup is full. That's a lot of great information in a short amount of time. Let's go to how people would learn more about Discover Gloucester.
We have a website, and we're on social media. It shouldn't be too hard to find us. We try to get out there, but yeah, discovergloucester.com. We also are kind of the marketing arm for Culture Splash, so if you're interested in knowing what's happening week to week for that event, we share a schedule. DiscoverGloucester.com has really everything you need to know, but I encourage you to also follow us on social media, Instagram and Facebook, at Discover Gloucester. And we have a YouTube channel, and we're doing a video series right now, so don't forget that
all
either.
Right, all right.
That's the executive director of Discover Gloucester, Tess McColgan with MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore.